Welcome to Mission Possible You. This uplifting podcast delivers inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears. Fresh, crisp, new insights downloaded into your mind, leaving your body feeling replenished and energized. Lynn McDonald, the Mind Lady, is your host for Mission Possible You. She is obsessed about helping people from the inside out live and breathe the life they so desire and deserve better than imagined. Now, your guide for this journey of introspection, Lynn McDonald. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Mission Possible You. This is Lynn McDonald, your host for these next 20 minutes or so. And I have to say, this show is gaining popularity. And thank you to so many of you who have reached out to me. I absolutely love hearing from you, so keep that coming. So today's show, once again, is a very inspirational show, as I do bring stories to you, because why? The world needs stories. The world needs people to share their personal journey on how they've transformed through their adversity, and they've come back more powerful than ever before. So it's important that people get to hear these type of stories. It gives other people a hope, and that change literally is possible, regardless of what anyone out there says, that change is hard, it can't be done. Change is hard, absolutely, but it can be done when you want it bad enough. And that's what one of the key things here is that we'll highlight here today. But anything is possible when you want a better life for yourself, when you go out and reinvent yourself. So these stories are very important for the world to hear. Today, I want to welcome Jordan Taylor to Mission Possible You. Jordan is a psychic medium. She's an energy healer, a spiritual teacher. She guides and empowers many, many people to live their authentic life. She's a minister at the Spiritual Church of Love and Light as well. And she is absolutely a wonderful, wonderful person. And actually, I was again spotted Jordan, and she's fabulous. I had a reading with her, and I'm like, oh, you definitely have to come on the show. So Jordan, thank you so much. Welcome.
Thank you. You've kind of built me up, so now I'm going to have to deliver the goods, right?
So you do so much with the psychic mediumship, which you are absolutely so gifted. I've experienced that. How did you get involved initially with becoming a psychic medium and energy healer? Did that just happen for you? I mean, just share a little bit about what led you to doing this type of work, heart-based work?
Well, it's not like I woke up one morning and said, gee, I'm going to be a psychic, because that's what I always wanted to do in my life. I think it was following these gentle nudges along the way that were my intuition, but at the time I didn't realize it. This was years ago. And I think it was because of all the adversity that I had been going through, especially as a child, abuse of every kind, sexual abuse, verbal, mental, physical. And because of my mother was extremely mentally ill, I had to go into foster homes, and very abusive too. So at a very young, early age, I realized I was guided by God.
Is that right?
Because I was listening to that and not realizing it, it saved me, gave me the strength to carry on, to go through the experiences that I had to, and of course I had issues, but I think at about 19 years ago, in 2000, I started meeting people who were into the metaphysical realm. Now, I was raised a good Catholic girl, so at this time it was like, ooh, work with the devil. So I had to allow myself to be carried along by spirit and trust, trust, and trust. So what I did was just have an open heart and an open mind and said yes. And deep down inside, I knew that it was right. So I met my first psychic. I had my first reading in 2000. And she had told me, you know, you're going to be doing the work that I'm doing. I'm like, really? Okay. And she said, but first you have a hurdle to overcome. You're going to develop cancer because of the unforgiveness and the pain that you've been holding on to because of your childhood. And she says, if you do not get a handle on it, you will die from this cancer. And it shocked me. But do you think as a human being, I listened and took that to heart? No way. So in 2004, I got diagnosed with cancer. And then it was very real to me. And I thought, okay, I'm in the fight for my life here. And my intuition was really increasing at that time. So I learned Reiki, energy healing, really worked on the emotional piece, watched my diet, and I cured myself of cancer. No chemo, no nothing. I chose to walk away from the doctor's office. I mean, I'm not saying that's right for everybody, but that's what I chose to do because I did not want to focus on cancer because all of you people who are listening in our audience land know that what we focus on grows. That's the law. So be careful what we focus on. So I focused on healing. I focused on spirit. I focused on faith, on God, the God of my understanding. And it carried me along and my intuition just grew and grew. My spirit guides gave me information and hints on what to do. And I just followed along and that's where I am today.
Beautiful. And I was going to ask you, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but when you found out when you were diagnosed with cancer, how long from start to finish did the length of time take for you to heal yourself, your body?
Oh, from the cancer? Yeah. I'm going to say, since I stepped away from the doctors, I cannot tell you, but I think it was 5 years. So about 2004, or 2009, I went back and had a mammogram and I was clear. I was clear. I had a pap smear and I was clear, totally.
Beautiful.
You know, and I had both pelvic, cervical, uterine, and breast cancer. And I knew intuitively that I needed to fight for my life. And that if I was to focus on the cancer, I just felt intuitively that was not going to work for me.
Right. Yeah. And you said something interesting about forgiveness, unforgiveness. And you know, and I work with my clients along the same lines here. When we have, especially forgiveness, we haven't forgiven, these unprocessed emotions in our body get stored as unwanted habits, unwanted behaviors, and disease in the body. So do you think there's I know what your answer is, but for the listeners, is there a huge correlation between forgiveness for you and getting rid of the cancer?
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, don't make no mistake. What we eat, what we feed our body, what we eat is important too, but what is eating us? What is eating away at us? That is more important. Yes. I mean, we already know as a community what stress does to the body. It kills us. So why wouldn't unforgiveness kill us too if it was left rampant and not handled?
Exactly.
For that matter, grief, anger, any negative emotion left unresolved is going to hinder the body, is going to weaken the body. And that's why we have illness. Disease is nothing more than dis-ease in the body.
Exactly. And, you know, everybody always focuses on eating healthy, which is great. But oftentimes it's, you know, what kind of thoughts are you feeding your mind? And for every corresponding thought, there's an emotion in your body, a feeling, because the body has to feel like you're thinking.
Exactly. So I tell my clients that think of every thought as a vitamin or poison, your choice. And be very diligent and careful with these thoughts and go, okay, my cells are listening to my thoughts. The universe around me is listening to my thoughts. And so by realizing that my body is going to fall in line with my thoughts and my outer circumstances will fall in line with my thoughts, well, right there, you know, we know which way to go. And that's a huge reminder that I'd like to bring home to everybody listening. that your thoughts are creative.
Yes.
And knowing this, you want to ask yourself, what do I want to create in my life? What is important to me? Do I want to create negativity or do I want to create something beautiful and positive? And you doing the same that I do, you know, you follow the same belief system.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% right. So for you, Jordan, you know, just sitting here listening to you, I get the big word loud and clear screaming in my mind is you had to surrender and trust.
Mm-hmm.
You alluded to that, but how difficult was that for you walking out of a doctor's office telling you, you know, several cancer diagnoses that you had? What was that like for you to trust and just surrender?
Very scary, very alien to my character, but somehow deep inside of me. So at that time, I wasn't realizing that I was connected and listening to my intuition, but I felt that it was right. And everybody listening will know, you all know when something's right, whether it rings true or not. We all have our little signs, but I knew that it was the right thing to follow. I knew that. So I wanted to share something with the audience that most people don't know about me. So Jordan is not my given name. I changed my name. Now, back around 2000, I had seen another psychic, and she told me I was going to change my name. And I said, what? I'm not a movie star. Why would I be changing my name? And then 6 years later, forgetting about what that psychic had said, I found psychologically I changed my name so I could identify with my new name, which was one of strength, one of a victor instead of a victim. And it helped me to psychologically break from all the pain that I had gone through that was associated with that name, because my childhood was extremely challenging.
Right.
So remembering that it came to pass what I was told, something else about the name change, I knew that I was on the right track. And I just knew that I just listened. I listened to my heart. I listened to my soul. And I knew that it felt right to pray, to meditate. And every time a scary thought came, because it was not easy. It was not. Some days I just wanted to scream. Some days I wanted to give up in frustration. But I thought, what did I have to lose? I was already diagnosed. And I thought, I am going to trust what I can't see, because that's what metaphysical is all about. It's below the surface.
Absolutely.
The physical life. Absolutely. And I just knew that I was guided, and I knew that I was going somewhere. But yes, it was extremely hard.
That is just unbelievable. You're amazing. You know, you mentioned about, you know, your heart, listening to your heart. You know, if we all came out of our heads all the time, and I always tell my clients, there's a very different life that you get when you live in your head-based living versus heart-based living. Very, very different life. And more people, you know, are becoming more conscious, more aware and awake of being aware of their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions, their reactions, that I think more people are finding their way to heart-based living. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, I agree. That's the only way to go, because that heart connection, we connect to each one of us. We're all one, and we connect to the power that is, whether you want to call it God, Buddha, Allah, whatever you want to call that beautiful power that gives us our life and our breath. Yeah, it's through the heart. That's the only way that we can be connected and stay connected. I agree with you 100%.
And oh, you're right. And the emotions of the heart, many people don't realize, are love, peace, joy, gratitude, appreciation. You know, those are the higher vibrational energy of emotions. And that obviously feeds your body. And it's just a very different place to live. And, you know, disease doesn't live there as well either, and which is nice. Not to say you get anything. Obviously, there's other ways, but your body is much more in balance when you vibrate that way, because, you know, heart state coherence, our heart sends more messages to the brain than the brain even sends to the heart. And when that connection with the heart and the brain is of love, peace, joy, gratitude, oh my goodness, so are your thoughts. It's so powerful.
It's, It's so true. So I am a minister. I'm a Christian spiritualist. So in the Bible, I'm going to mention the Bible a little bit. Those who read the Bible, there is a passage in there that says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else shall be added unto you. Well, that's what that means. The kingdom of heaven is peace, love, joy, faith, hope, all of those beautiful positive things. And as long as we align ourselves with that and love, first and foremost, everything else is going to be given to us.
Absolutely. And when we give up what's weighing us down, because it's really just us in the long run, oh my gosh, it's a whole new world.
It really is. And it takes diligence, and it takes practice, and it takes spiritual tools. And there's so many of them out there. It's whatever works and you're comfortable with. You know, we all have our little way of doing it. But I tell people, you got to feed and nurture the spirit, because you are a spiritual being having a human experience, and not the other way around.
Absolutely. And you know, it's so refreshing to talk to you, and many people who have gone through transformation, I always say from the inside out, because oftentimes many people in this world look for happiness on the outside. They look for love on the outside and to change their inner world. And it just doesn't happen that way. You know, it's always about inside, as you've been a testament to that. You know what I'm saying? So when we literally go in and change our inner world, that is when our outer world begins to shift and change in many ways. And we become happier, more natural. People try to wake up happy, be positive. That just doesn't work, because when your body doesn't really feel that way and you're not living that way, it's irrelevant. But true change is what you've done through the inside.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. If you got to do it externally, it's not going to work, because I tell my clients that your external life, whatever you have in the moment, is merely a reflection of the inner person that you are. It can be no other way.
Absolutely.
Well, the belief systems, the expectations, the self-image. You know, the Bible says it's done unto a man as he believes. So whatever you believe, that's what you're going to create in your small little piece of the world.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100% right. So let me ask you this, Jordan. What do you wish you knew? Now, I should say, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you were even younger going through this journey?
That I was not alone, that I was never alone, that I was always guided, that I was always loved, and I was always nurtured and supported by beings that I could not see or could not hear at that time, and how much that I was truly loved then and that I'm truly loved now.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What advice would you give before we wrap this up? What advice would you give someone who is just beginning their journey?
Never give up. Never settle for that status quo and search. Meditate. I say start meditating every day. Start prayer and meditation, because meditation, as you well know, Lynn, is the way to open your intuition.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. It's very powerful. And many people say, well, I can't sit and meditate. I have thoughts that come in. And it's true. Your thoughts will be there. The whole thing is, the more that you begin to train your body that you're in charge, not your mind in a sense, and you can just meditate every single day, it gets easier and easier and easier, because we always have the thoughts. It's just that you're not playing them out. But it really, it's a game changer. I know it was for me personally. It totally woke me up when I began to meditate. And I couldn't meditate more than a minute or two because I wasn't used to stillness. Very powerful. I agree. Meditation's the way to go. Absolutely. Well, Jordan, any other words that you might have before we wrap it up? Or I should ask you even this. If someone wants to get in touch with you, what is the best way that someone could reach out for you, whether they want a reading or they just want to chat with you?
I'm old school, so texting and calling is the best way. I'm not technologically advanced. I'm connected more to spirit than I am connected in technology. So my phone number is 860-778-0738. You can text or call. I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Jordan, thank you very, very much for coming on and again, sharing your story, because again, that's going to help other people out there, raise awareness, and so many other, you know, giving people hope as well. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. I really appreciate you having me on your show. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, that wraps up another episode of Mission Possible You. This is Lynn McDonald signing off, and we'll see you at the next episode. You've been listening to Mission Possible You with your host, Lynn McDonald. This uplifting podcast delivering inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears each week, helping you to live your best life better than you could have imagined. Connect with us on social media and please remember to subscribe.